TK Radio. Ho ho.
I'm Sydney.
I'm Connor.
And I'm Knox. And this is TK Radio.
Today is January 26, 2012. And today we have Miss Serpico and Emma Young to learn more about the Y Club.
Miss Serpico is a language arts teacher here at TK Stone. She has taught for 20 plus years, and she is the middle school KYA leader and the high school CUNA leader.
Miss Serpico, could you tell us more about CUNA and what a student can expect as a CUNA convention?
CUNA stands for Kentucky United Nations Assembly, and it's a mock United Nations program where students represent various countries that are part of the United Nations and come together to debate proposals for the UN.
What has been your favorite country to represent at CUNA so far?
That's a hard question. I would say probably Germany, because I lived in Germany for 15 years, and we had a lot of fun with the costumes and things with that.
Now, Emma Young is an 8th grade honors student who is a part of Y Club. How many CUNAs and KYAs have you gone to?
I've gone to 2 CUNAs and 3 KYAs. I'm going to CUNA this year, which is my 3rd year, and I'm running for Secretary General.
What is your favorite part of CUNA?
Probably the Global Village, because you get to see all the different countries' cultures and talk to them about their country's issues.
What would you recommend or say to someone who is interested in the Y Club?
I would say just go to a couple meetings and see what you think about it, and all the conferences are really fun. You get to meet a lot of new people.
Now back to Ms. Serpico. Could you tell us about the KYA and what students can expect at the conference?
KYA stands for Kentucky Youth Assembly, and this conference is based on state government. Students have the opportunity to go to the Capitol building in Frankfort and to debate bill proposals on the House and Senate floor. They learn all about legislation for the state and the process for passing legislation.
In your opinion, what is the best part of KYA?
I think the best part of KYA is probably the experience at the Capitol building. It gives students the opportunity to see how bills are actually debated and to be in the House and Senate chambers and to debate their bills.
Emma, same question to you. What is the best part and your favorite part of KYA?
My favorite part of KYA is the same as Ms. Serpico's, going to the Capitol building and getting to debate where the actual senators and representatives debate.
Ms. Serpico, how many years have you been part of Y Club?
I've been part of the Y Club for 8 years now. I started out sponsoring just the KYA Club at TK Stone before we actually had a Y Club. And I've been working at the high school with their group for 3 years now with CUNA.
What are some Y conferences students can participate in?
The next conference coming up other than CUNA is the Leadership Training Conference, which is held, I believe, in July. It'll be this summer. And it's a small conference. It's not a large group from the school that goes, but it's an individual conference. And it gives students the opportunity to just kind of get to know themselves better and their leadership skills and develop those skills. Then another conference that's available, which has just occurred and will be available next winter, is the Go For It conference, which is kind of a personal development conference and a lot of fun. We call those two conferences non-debatable conferences because there's no type of debate involved. It's all personal development.
Okay, last but not least, what is your favorite part of TKS?
My favorite part of TKS are the students. I love coming to work every day and seeing the students and just being part of their lives, and that's my favorite part of our school.
Thank you, Emma and Ms. Serpico, for your time.
I'm Connor.
I'm Sydney.
And I'm Knox, signing off. Join in next time for another podcast.